This is a production of Cornell University.
EA meeting August 15th, 2007.
Good afternoon. I'd like to call this meeting to order. August 15th. Doesn't seem like they have any guests here today. Any late additions to our agenda for August 15th?
I have United Way, something I'd like to talk about. Might be under committee reports. I'm the representative for the employee assembly to the United Way. Senate had asked for a volunteer. I can't remember what meeting that was at.
Okay.
And I volunteered.
We're going to put you right underneath the report on employee education, so you can just continue speaking. Anything else?
That got the award for years of service, that proposal submitted by
Okay. I'll put that right up here, the attendance policy. Any other late additions? Okay, we had our retreat last week. It was successful. It was a beautiful location right on the lake. Nicest private-owned residence I've ever been in. There was actually a train that went around in the room we were at, like a choo-choo train. Peter and I had fun with that. George Peter showed up for lunch and sat around for a couple hours and participated in our activities. We were making our personal t-shirts. I'd like to thank everybody who was involved in setting that up. Appreciate it. Also to all the officers and other gang members who have been working hard. I'd like to let you know that I appreciate everything that's been going on. I've been pretty silent just because of work and my duties, but that should be clear enough mid-September. So thank you.
Brian, just a comment. Were we going to do something for Kelly Page to thank her for letting us use her house?
That would be a great idea.
I just put in a request, a verbal request to Camp Mahoney.
Okay.
At the retreat that we did her a dinner gift certificate or something like that.
Yeah, Dina Foster is worth of that. I think that's a great idea.
Is that okay?
She welcomed us into her house. Her husband and child locked themselves in part of the house, even though it's like 10 acres of house. But
her cabin?
Yeah.
Yeah, their little cabin. So I definitely think that we should thank them. Also, maybe to Jim, too, for coming in.
Mm-hmm. So I'm happy to pick up a gift certificate and then figure out how to get reimbursed. So can we just agree on a dollar amount? And I'll do that.
What's usually the history of what we've given?
Last year we gave Dennis. People, help me out here. What did we do? I think it was $30. $30 gift certificate?
I think so.
Well, can I request then that we do a $50 gift certificate? We kind of put her old family out, so.
We wouldn't have been able to rent it for less than that.
So, if everyone's all right with that, I'll just, I don't know, Boatyard Grill or something for $50. Okay, I'll take care of it.
Did that go through Bill?
Yeah,
we'll have to find something. I think it's brilliant. You know, what they did, it certainly would find itself. I agree.
Yeah.
Actually, we got something.
What about Jim? Maybe a thank you card?
Peter, you wrote a nice thank you to him over email, and then
you
can have a nice card as well. I think that would be appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Does the EA have a stash of thank you cards or is that the same? I'm assuming not, but I just want to ask.
Yeah,
we don't paper and crayons.
Well, Peter, if you're not against proposing a letter, bring it in next meeting for whoever you want to sign it. We'll sign it, give it to them. But you already got the letter, you want? Okay, we're all in agreement on that. It was really nice. It was a success. And some of the members that were there, I think talk. We'll talk about what we did there later on in our agenda. We did talk about goals, and we will be proposing some goals that we recommend that the EA accept, give or take conversation and discussion on it, so as we move forward. I got an email from Tori. I don't know if you had time to read it or if maybe you didn't get it. She has resigned her seat on the EA. So that brings us down to 11, and then with that, who's been out for a while, we're starting to slowly dwindle down. But we're going to need to work on what we're going to do to get us back up to 13 active members. And Peter, would that be IOC? Okay.
Plus on the agenda.
Okay, great. Well, that's it for me. Any questions now, or I'm going to hand it over to Michael.
Okay, I don't have much to report. The trustees are meeting next, the committee meeting the first week in September, and I'll be there, and also that there'll be a master plan session as well. I met with Jim Mengel and Chris McHenry and Kathy Rasmussen yesterday about student trustee elections and the seat. Most of you know that they bifurcated the seats last year. There's now an undergraduate seat designated and a graduate seat designated for those populations. There's still a lot of gray area to do those with the run and the term. So we have a preliminary meeting with them. One of the things as a trustee that I've been working on, kind of lends itself well to the email that you got the other day, and I can't remember who it was from, but it was about employee sabbatics. So just put that on your register or your radar. I'm kind of working on that as well. Maybe we can put heads together. Otherwise, it's been a quiet summer. We've had no presidents resigning or.
Michael, this is something that you and I have talked about in the past, and I wanted to let you know that on the for the October meeting, the employee assembly, I don't know if you saw that or not. So there's a luncheon scheduled in October. It's the Friday of the like the 19th or something. So that has yet to be discussed in the Office of Assemblies and County Group with the leadership. I didn't know if you were still attending those meetings or not, but I just wanted to be sure you were involved.
Okay. Sounds good.
Let's talk. Yeah. Okay. All right. That sounds good. And Amy, I don't know if you know anymore.
Since the date.
Okay. So has Tommy scheduled a leadership breakfast yet?
We have a date for October.
Tommy's leadership.
Right, we have a date set for October.
Oh, they're not meeting before then?
The leadership group of the assembly starts meeting next week for August
I asked that question three different ways. Okay.
There is a date set for the breakfast for October, but I thought what you were planning was a different thing.
No. I mean, there needs to be a discussion at the leadership breakfast of how all of the assemblies are going to present themselves at this luncheon in October. Because this isn't just an employee assembly initiative, it's all the assemblies.
All that I know is just from what you have told me.
Okay.
Chris McHenry hasn't been in touch with me.
Well, no.
I mean, at one point,
she wouldn't because that she saved the time, and that's all there is to that. It's Peggy and Tommy that are coordinating this. Okay.
Well, I haven't gotten direction on that.
All right. Let me see what I can find out.
So, Don, I was just looking for a game plan before we go into that.
Exactly. Yeah, you can't just show up and have lunch with trustees. I mean, then what's the point? I mean, the point was to share goals. All of the assemblies would be able to say, okay, we've met and we've had these meetings and these are the goals that we're thinking about for this year, and just do a little 10-minute spiel so that the trustees felt connected. That was the whole point.
And then just more exposure for the various attendees with trustees. Yeah, this is an idea that Donna has been really trying to get accomplished for a long, long time. And we discussed it, I guess, opening up to all the assemblies to finally get any kind of time. It's still, I guess, in the embryonic phase. But mm-hmm. we're going to have to work very quickly together to set my October and get that.
Yeah, I mean, the most important thing was getting the date and the time on the trustee calendar, how the meeting, the format and structure of that meeting. Like I said, I thought that Peggy and Tommy were doing more for that.
What's our next step as we stand today? What's our next step?
Well, I guess what I'll do is I'll draft an email and to Peggy and Tommy. And just say this is what the vision was, and I mean, because it's not up to me to decide how this goes, but somebody needs to decide it. And I thought it would be in the leadership breakfast. That's why I was asking.
And then I'll talk to Mel and.
Oh, okay, good.
Thanks.
Oh, good.
New York.
Okay.
So then next meeting, let us know if you get anything, or even in the meantime, let us know if you need assistance from anybody else, just contact us.
Okay, so I'll just send a note to Peggy and Tom. And then, I'm sorry, when is the leadership breakfast again? Next week?
The 21st of August.
Okay, so that way, hopefully this can get on the agenda for that meeting. Okay.
Great.
Might be a good idea to CC us as well.
Oh, yeah, no, I was planning on it, yeah.
So the date hasn't been set yet for the lunch, or is it in October?
Yeah, it is. Friday, October 19th. Okay. Yep. And apparently the next leadership breakfast is August 21st. Mm-hmm. Right.
I can't speak for what Peggy and Tommy have been made aware of, but I've not gotten direction from the two of them
on
how to help or proceed or.
Okay.
Well, your email, Michael's working on this, so keep this going.
Yep.
But I think the leadership breakfast will be a good time to, if we can get together.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think that, I think it'll be the leadership that gets invited to the luncheon. It can't be all the members of all these subjects. It's just too big, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, I know that's something you're working on. Thank you for working on that. Thanks, Michael. UA representative report.
Michael, the sabbatic that you had mentioned, that's whatever I had called a special award for years of service that was presented by the
Well, so they're not exactly the same thing, but it's sort of just that it can be combined in some way.
Okay, great.
There's anybody know what's going on with the UA? They haven't been giving me anything to report about this.
I know that we're looking for representatives and that's going to be brought up a little bit.
Okay,
later.
Great.
We have some things to report.
Okay. We have some minutes that. The former meetings that we had that were emailed out, I think in a sufficient amount of time to review them. And I think that's what we're going to keep as a procedure. We're going to try to get the minutes out early, not at the meeting. So if you get them in your email, open it up and look through it so we can save time. Let's start with the April 18th meeting minutes. Anybody have anything they'd like to point out? Or change on this? Can I get a motion to pass these minutes as they are?
I have a correction trustee report.
Yeah.
Because I did not attend the last meeting of the Board of Trustees.
I didn't say that.
Which is correct?
Yeah. There was something about the committees that met weren't committees you were on or something like that.
No, it wasn't board meetings, committee meetings.
Committee meetings, okay. Oh, I see. April, okay.
We'll change that.
How do you want to read that?
I think we can just strike the report altogether.
Do that?
She just wanted to say had no report at that time.
Yeah.
Anything else on these?
Motion to pass.
Seconded.
So. All in favor?
Aye.
Any against? Okay. April meeting with that change will be approved. June 20th. Meeting minutes?
I've got a couple corrections for this one.
Okay.
Page 2, under IOC, says, convene the committee again soon so they can discuss issues, should say issues such as, so I'm throwing such in there.
Sure.
Okay.
And on page 3, where it says, under old business, under appointing UA representative, the second sentence says we need to replace that and maybe others. Can we just strike that sentence altogether?
Sure.
Yeah. Anything else? I get a motion to pass with the changes.
Motion to approve.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, let's move on to committee reports. We'll start with the executive committee. We've actually been working together closely, the retreat we were all able to attend. There was an officers' meeting on Friday that I missed. And we've been working hard on trying to get goals for the future. We feel that we need working goals. That was a big topic of the retreat, as well as working on other things to make us a little more efficient and to be able to handle various requests and issues as they come in. Funnel through the proper channels. There will be more discussion on all of this later on. Does anybody else on the executive committee have anything to add?
No.
No? I know we have a lot of work to do. And I again thank everybody for their hard efforts, especially the end of the summer so far. It takes a lot of work and sacrifice to do what we were able to pull off. And I thank you. Staff award recognition. Just got a question about that before. Who's on this here? I know that I joined this committee at the retreat, and Dennis is on it.
And Joe DeBarco is on it.
And I think that's it.
Are you on that committee?
I was on
it. You still are on it?
No.
Oh. And I believe Levi is on it.
Who was the lady from the police department?
Barb. Who is the convener? Yes.
Joe.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll send him an email, see if we can get together. So there's some topics that came up at the retreat that we want to work on, that we want to discuss the idea of giving former members of the EA certificate of appreciation for their time that they served, and also former officers of the EA. Another one George Peters was really into was the supervisor leadership award, and he wants us to keep them updated as we progress, but that's something that we can meet. What we're going to do is rally up, get together, and we'll have something to report back at the next meeting Communication Committee.
All right. So we've been meeting throughout the summer, and so far we're moving along on all of the projects, the brochure, Sebastian and Tori were taking the lead on that, and Sebastian's been away for a little bit, and Becky and Tori just resigned from the EA. So I know that that project will, though, still keep moving forward, and it's at the point right now where the information that we'd like to have in the brochure is pretty much set, and then we're going to be in touch with, through Amy Sebastian. I don't know if he had the other one, but he was at the last meeting, but he's going to contact Amy and try to see who we could contact with Tommy Bruce's department, see if they would lend us a hand in creating a finished product for the brochure. So that's at the stage where that is right now. Leadership lunches, Peter's been working hard to draft, combine the leadership lunches with the Chili Chat information into a single report. And he's going to be showing us more of what he's been working on at our next COPCOM meeting. Reach, Bill has been heading the project on Reach, and I don't know if you brought with you, the map with you.
I did know that there was so much else on this on the agenda, but one of the things we're trying to do for Reach real quick, and it's just an idea to kind of get an idea of where the employees are, is I've taken a map of Cornell, and I've basically taken all the employee assembly folks and where you're located, just put them on the map so we see one where we are. But the other one is you want to look at where all the employees are located. So when I get done with this, it's like not 10,000 dots of map, but kind of section off and say, you know, like for myself, I've got a section of it campus marked off, makes it Hazel Cooper campus light, has 650 employees. And, so I want to get each of the members to I'll send this map out, take a look at it. And what I'd like to do, and I'm trying to figure out the best way to try and identify the 10,000 people, whether it's by functional area, whether it's by geographical location. So we're going to probably play around a little bit to figure it out. But the idea is to actually lay out the map so we see this is where all the employee assembly people are, this is where all the employees are, and just see where there might be gaps and stuff. But it's going to be kind of a visual document. I think it'll help us out. So
it's like I got him info from AAP, my college, and he just added to the map. And you still welcome that.
Definitely. What I'll do is send out, I put, again, all the members where they're located, and I put my information on and Brian's information on, so I'll give you an example of what we're kind of going after right now. But again, I'm not sure if it's going to work the way we're doing. We're going to do functional areas. We may find out that this really doesn't fit. We may just run into geographical areas, whatever. So this is going to be a first shot when I put it out. We'll have everybody feedback. It should only take a minute for it. So I asked about how many employees are in your functional areas. And then I'll put it all together. In the next meeting, I'll bring in a copy like that and see how it looks and then what the size of the team from here. Does it work? Do we want to reformat it a different way? Okay?
You're also throwing together information on listservs and direct access to what I think it is.
Yeah, I really haven't done much of anything with that. The other thing we talked about, and actually there's two ideas with listservs. One is, the question I brought up is, here we've got these different listservs, they go out to maybe, this listserv goes out to 1,000 people, this one goes out to 2,000. What I don't have a good feel for is how much those listservs overlap, and you know, if I send it out to three different listservs, am I really hitting 6,000 employees, or am I hitting 3,000 employees because they all overlap and so forth. So I would like to get some kind of organization to that to understand what the list, you know, who gets hit by these listservs and are there overlaps and you know what's going on. And I haven't really done anything with that yet, but I plan to look into that. The other one, and I think, I'm not sure, Brian, I thought maybe you brought up the idea, which I think is a good one, is to talk about listservs maybe on different levels. And then it depends on the level of need we need to get out there. If it's something like the president's address, which is a high level, then we should have that out on a listserv that covers, you know, as many employees as we can get, obviously. And if, but if it's something on a more minor basis, it may be a smaller listserv. So we may want to do a hierarchy of listservs, and as we say, we need to go out to people decide, you know, where does it go? Is it a top priority
you know, maybe it's the president's listservs or Roy Chota's serve or something like that. If it's something smaller, then we may send out something through.
Yeah, I mean, that's like a communication strategy that you could design. You know, sort of level A, level B, level C.
That's it, yeah. Something that nature.
Yeah, that'd be
so those are the three key things. I can't say the second two have done much with. The Mets go on also. We'll get a little more organized and get there.
Yeah, thank you.
It's great.
I just had a little brainstorm. Mm-hmm. When you said reach, I happened to look this way and there's that little E-A sticker there and I was thinking reach and it's R-E-A-C-H. Maybe we could do some fun little thing about it. R-E-A-C-H.
Like yeah, work, true, work, to work.
I think it's a good idea to put it if we could come up. So if on your own, think of something that bring it in. You don't throw it out there until we have time.
Yeah, it's great to, you know, people have other ideas and stuff too. I always encourage you to come to the homecoming meetings and then also just email me at any time and then I'll share it with the rest of the people who are in homecoming.
Great.
And one thing that we're working on is this overarching communication strategy, and that's what you're talking about. And Dennis is going to be bringing in a sample of one and the construction of it with the United Way.
Uh-huh.
And so we're going to be looking at that as a committee also. And then the last thing I have for communication is I'm working with Recruitment and Employment Center for the Welcome to Cornell, that it sounds like it's actually the new version of it is coming up pretty soon. And so that's why we're looking at it, keep getting the brochures done and looking into giveaways also, or looking into that, and getting a new board for, because we don't have one right now. So it looks like we're going to be involved in the Welcome to Cornell, probably on a monthly basis, so that'll be another way for us to get the word out.
Questions for Terry? Hey, they're busy committee. Okay, let's move on. Bill, finance. Yours.
I've been so busy with communications, I haven't done anything.
I know. Well, finance isn't one that has to be on.
No, actually, unfortunately, Pat and I have not met yet, and I really need to do that to get my hands around things. She did say she had a bunch of files she's going to send to me, so I'm waiting to see those, and I know she's away right now. But it's high on my radar just to get with her and be able to sit down and go through everything. There are a few small items on the table right now. We already talked about the gift certificate, and I know Carrie is looking at some giveaway items for events and so forth. And we'll figure that out and, you know, figure out how that fits in the budget and so forth. But nothing major going on at this point in time.
Yeah, if you can get me the breakdown of what our budget is this year for the staff award recognition.
Mm-hmm.
That before, because we'll probably be looking at the money to see what we can do with that. Anything else? Any questions?
We could probably actually jumpstart that because we do have lots of financial records in our office. So.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Probably jumpstart that out.
Okay. Great. Emergency grant fund. Do you have anything to add?
All I would say is group is not met, but I was pigeonholed by Linda Starr, who's the coordinator of the Employee Assistance Program and is sort of the gatekeeper for the emergency grant. People see her first and fill out the form, and she coordinates that and sends it over to the committee. She was very concerned about the most recent several instances that have come up and the fact that these cases don't neatly fit into the criteria sort of set out by the emergency grant fund. She's really interested in either talking to the employee assembly as a whole or to the emergency grant fund with an expanded EA presence on it to sort of help work through the sort of the next iteration of the emergency grant fund. She feels there are people who need help that the emergency grant fund, as it's currently written, they're not precluded, but they aren't really included in that wording. Talk.
I would kind of start her off with the EGF first, and just to see it, because this EGF the charter is very open to interpretation. It really is. And I can see where she's running into, you know, concerns.
She also has concerns about the eligibility criteria.
Right.
It seems onerous for people who are experiencing a true emergency. So I think she is looking for the possibility of changes in a variety of ways.
Let's see if you want to see if you can see when she's available.
Sure. Would you see her as addressing this group, or would it be more appropriate for her to address the group?
You guys are welcome. I would say start with the EGF.
Okay. One possible recommendation.
Yeah.
Could you do it at the committee level, but let the rest of the team know about it? And if anybody wants to come,
perfect,
they can come to that.
Perfect. So we'll make it open. We'll advertise it. Because Bill's on this, I'm on it, we're new. And Dennis. Now, so that's great. Anything else? Because I want to talk about the two awards we gave this summer.
Dennis, who is this person? Yeah, I missed the name. Thanks.
And she was involved in the very beginning when the original grant fund was first issued.
Thank you, Dennis. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were, this summer, Deb had contacted me. She was having a hard time getting the EGF together, but we were able to pull through. Hazel was involved. Me and Dennis was on vacation. The most recent award was to the Cervetto family, and that was the faculty member who passed away in a plane crash. And how this loose interpretation of a charter is it doesn't say, it says to employee, it doesn't say to family member, but that's what we gotta work on. But we did meet and we did agree that we would award the Cervetto family the award. But that's things that keep coming up in the interpretation that we got locked down, where it's going to start expanding to different things. And we'll get back to you on what we come up with. Any questions for Dennis, me, or Bill?
Did you say there was another one?
Yeah, I don't remember. It was earlier in the summer. I don't remember who it was to.
Yes.
What was that? Faculty member's house.
House fire.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, as we get them. So
okay.
Pretty good. It's only a little that we can do to help, but we're doing something. Okay, personnel policy.
I was contacted by Lauren Jacoby, and she just sent me a quick email saying that there are some policy changes and things coming up that if this group was still active and together, that it would be a good thing for her to present to. So we currently, I have no idea what the membership of this committee is. So we need to.
I think we looked into this last year and the committee was not staffed.
Right, they really weren't active last year.
And talked with them with the snow removal when that came up.
Oh, we
some talks about how that would be a good committee to send it to it.
But then the inclement weather committee was formed for that.
Yeah, but
right.
One of the reasons would have been that there was no active committee that it could have been assigned to like that.
Yeah. I guess I'm asking for advice on this and what we do about the policy committee. It's generally in the past, it's actually been very few EA members on it. It's folks across the university. So, I mean, I can go out there and recruit people for this committee, but I need your input.
How many members do you look for?
Well, let's see, in the past we've had as many as 20 people on.
20 now.
There's nobody. That's what I'm saying.
Is that something the communication could kind of maybe come up with a little game plan on how we can advertise this? I mean, we can obviously bring in friends, but people we know, colleagues.
Well,
but we should.
My thought was to send out an invitation to the expanded group of people that we had last year. Mary and Marco kind of reference.
Could we link it that's definitely something that we can do for those people who are already experienced and familiar with. Could we link it to what we're going to also do with filling our committee members?
I think it goes to the broader issue of recruitment and staffing our committee. So,
but it is something we got to do quick.
The test pilot or whatever. We can do that.
What kind of issues does the personnel policy committee cover?
It's all OHR policy. OHR policy, university policy.
OHR policy.
Yeah.
Is anybody here interested in getting on this now?
Okay.
Ada?
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be great to have you, especially with the contract.
So, Donna, what we're going to do, unless you want to, I think we'll just throw that part of it, recruitment, back down to the recruitment for the EA as a whole. We can talk about it here in the next 10 minutes or so.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. I'm just saying that I just wanted to let you know that the email came through. So they're ready to meet with this committee if we have a committee.
Is there any way that for the policy for the community to get back? What the policies are that are coming up. So if, when I send out an email to people saying if you want to join the committee, I can say things that are coming up.
What I can do, like I said, Lauren's email was fairly brief, but she didn't go into detail about what they were. I can put you in touch with her.
Sure.
And
actually, I know Lauren,
so
I contacted her.
And would you be able to send an email out to us? We're looking for people to join this committee.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was Terry.
Oh, you're going to send it to all of us?
Well, so what I was thinking is, so for between Peter and the committee, the IOC and the communications committee, and I sit on both of them, so we're going to have to put together a game plan. We've already talked about it some to start filling these seats. And so I was thinking of, I'll contact Lauren, get the information from her, and then it'll go into that email that will then go out to, we'll have to decide, but that conference flat, go into conference, to go into, you have a list of 500 people who were,
people we got from the first chat.
Yeah. So, we can target different lists, and again, that falls into what Bill was talking about, which is how high a priority it is, as to which list we're going to target and how we're going to market it. So I think that'll be one of the lead items on both IOC and ComCon for the next
couple weeks. We'll work on getting you some people,
okay.
Donna.
Okay. And I'll just forward you that email from Lauren. Well, I told you that we were having our first meeting today, so I'll follow up with you on that.
Okay, that'd be great.
Okay. And Peter, do you want me to talk to you too?
Sure. Anything else or just really no?
No, that's it. It's been an inactive committee and that's why we haven't had an effort. So.
Thanks, Donna.
Sure.
I'll see Peter.
We haven't met yet, but for IOC to meet super duper soon because we have a lot of stuff to talk about, membership, committee membership, the attendance policy, and other charter revisions such as the emergency management description, which is in the charter as well. So I'm going to schedule a meeting. I'll send an email about that this week and schedule a meeting as soon as I can. So we can begin discussing those things and come up with game plans to, deal with topics.
Okay. Great. Dennis,
one question for you, Peter. How many members are you done on the employee assembly? How many seats do you have?
We have two open seats right now, and then we're, that doesn't cover it, obviously, so that's, kind of
a great idea.
Yeah.
The two,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Corey resigned and Bill Bryant resigned. So.
Okay, so
you'll
be
let
us know about the next IOC meeting. University benefits.
We haven't met over the summer because there are faculty members on the committee and it's just typically to schedule it. But at our last meeting, last June,
We were scheduled to meet again this fall, so I'm just kind of waiting for faculty to get back, and then Charlie Lockhart, our dean of the faculty, is the one who schedules those meetings. So I'm going to keep you posted. But the hot topic was the prescription benefits and the medical benefits for retirees.
Yeah, thank you. Employee education, Donna?
Employee education. Again, it's another committee that has been fairly inactive, but now we have the support of the EA on the tuition reimbursement issue. So once I get a list from IOC, I know other people have expressed an interest in joining that committee. So as soon as we kind of get that list together, I can schedule a meeting. And I'd really like to, again, broaden that membership to the Cornell community, because there are a lot of people who are taking classes. I mean, I just think a lot of people would be interested in either serving on the committee or at least knowing what was being discussed.
Yeah, well, like a list like this.
Yeah.
That's
what we need. So yeah. Hopefully that's something that we'll put together with the Amy.
Any questions for them? Okay, we're going to move on to old business, appointing UA representatives.
We talked about this at our executive meeting on Friday, and I think Ari actually, you emailed some of the people about.
Amy actually.
Oh, Amy? Okay. Cause, anyway, I saw an email to the people who that if they want to rejoin the UA, people who are already on it, like
three.
Tammy, Harry, and
they all reply back, yes.
I saw two. One.
Tammy and Rodney said yes, and Beth is the third one.
And is that going to be a reappointment? Is that a letter? Because I did sign one with Ari before. Or is this just a verbal kind of?
No, there would be a formal letter of reappointment to, or appointment if you're appointing somebody else.
And so we also need a couple of members from, yeah, we have Leon, and then
a volunteer.
And Bill volunteer to join us. And Hazel.
So I guess, you know, unless, right now I don't think we're in a position really to, I mean, the best thing to do would be to open this up for everybody and then, to reappoint somebody, even though there could be somebody else interested without them knowing. It's kind of, I don't know the best, it doesn't seem fair to me, but I don't know if we're in a position right now to try to hold and welcome everyone who's interested to be on one of these seats to get in touch with us and come and meet them. So if you just give me those recommendation letters. The reappointment letter. Right?
So you want to reappoint the people who are currently...
Unless we know they did express interest, they wanted to do it again, right?
Did they?
Who did?
Two.
They did. Yeah.
Okay. Unless somebody knows of someone else who has an interest in it, right?
Well, we have to replace three people,
right.
And you have four people that are interested.
Oh, there's four people. Okay.
And isn't there a certain number, or can we have more than
three people? Whose terms are up. So those are the
right,
people who would be either reappointed for another 2-year term or I don't know how it's done if someone else gets appointed for a 2-year term. But as far as employee assembly members, we can have as many employee assemblers. We have 5 reps on the UA. So.
Okay. So we'd still be looking for one outside of the employee assembly. There's 3 up for me.
Right.
And you
said, yeah, you have Hazel, Bill, Tammy, and Rodney. That'll be 4 people for 3 appointments.
Leon.
Leon's not up for
it. He's not.
So there's 4 trying to get 3 seats. So that means we need to, I don't know how that is working in the past either.
Comments. I didn't realize that Tommy and Rodney were our UA representatives because I've never seen them here in a meeting. expectation of coming back.
We want to bring up.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to do.
Also, did you say you have like attendance information on?
I didn't make enough copies for everybody, but I did make 5 to share.
What?
Hey, Dad, really, I'm expecting this meeting to go a little longer. This is a lot of information, so.
Do we have the room?
Yeah, do we have the room at least till 1:30?
We have till 1:30, but I don't know if we have
any. Yeah, and I actually have the next room.
But you're familiar with our goals, so that's better.
There's 11 meetings total, and one was canceled. So it's just one per month, basically. And the UA charter just says you want to be present at every meeting.
Every? There you go.
There's
a
change.
It does not specify consequences for not being present at a meeting, though. So.
So this is an appointment by the chair of the EA.
Okay.
So, I don't even know some of these, you know, I don't even know these people. So if this is, I have to reappoint somebody or appoint somebody, I'm going to need something from them. They're going to have to come with a letter.
Is there a maximum number of seats?
I can do it.
There are 3 seats available for employee assembly to either reappoint or staff somebody new this year.
3 seats for EA and non-EA staff, or just for?
No, for EA. Okay, I mean, we're just talking about the EA part, because the rest is done by other assemblies.
All right, so we have Bill Hayes and Leon for the EA, right? And then the rest of these, or do we?
So you've got 2 people here whose terms are, well,
because I see 5 people on the list and you say 3, so I'm just confused about
that. Because they're 2-year terms, so some people's terms are not up for renewal this year. So
Henry and Leon are on.
Yeah.
Oh, but I thought Henry had withdrawn.
No, he hadn't.
So then we need 2 EA members to fill these spots.
Well, you've got Leon as an EA member, so you only need 1. You only need 1 EA member, although there's something in the EA charter about that, too, that if more EA people are interested, that I think that's...
It's a secret. If more than 5 EA members are nominated, all the seats of the UA selection will be done by secret ballot. The remainder of the seats will be filled in the manner recommended by the IOC and approved by the EA.
Actually, that sounds more like EA members who aren't interested in it. President Dunbar.
This is going to have to be something that's going to have to be looked at later.
Okay.
doesn't sound like very clear.
Yeah. Any suggestions on where this should fall? I mean, it's something that I can work with you on.
Okay.
I can bring this up at IOC.
IOC, if you'd be able to.
Okay. Well, probably there's a UA meeting next week, so I need to at least send either the people, some of you just have to know who's on the invite to the meeting.
So unfortunately, this should have been done
in May.
Well, and I guess that's why I'm under the impression that Henry was resigning his term, so I have to look at that.
I haven't gotten anything from him saying he's resigning. But I haven't asked either.
So how many? So we need right now to select 3 people?
3 EA members.
three total.
You have to have a minimum of 2 EA members. You can have 3.
Okay.
Right?
Yes, but you already have an EA member whose term isn't ending this year, Leon. So effectively you have to staff at least 1 EA member.
We've covered that, right? Okay.
And then I guess there's a little bit of a charter question about what if more than 1 EA member is interested, and do they have precedence over non-EA members who are already in the UA?
I mean, 3 total?
Yes.
And do we
and we can't go over that number?
No.
Yeah, Neil wants to stay on.
His seat is not.
I didn't ask Henry and I didn't ask Leon because their terms are carried till 2008, so I didn't ask them.
So maybe we can have a secret ballot between Hazel and Bill, and then we can let the other two people who want to be, who want to come back, non-union members. So, you know, not to force them off, just because we want to get on there. That would get us three, right? The two people who emailed you said they want to join again, right?
Said they would be interested in being considered, yes, for reappointment.
And, you know, unless you guys, Bill, Hazel, unless you guys really, both really super duper wanted to get the UA, maybe we can have
My concern is that the only person that's your connection now that comes to EA meetings is Leon. That's the only one. Regularly, Tammy, Henry, Rodney, and Beth. I mean, if Beth were here, she would attend. But you know what I mean? I just am concerned that there's no overlap between them coming to your meetings or you coming to their meetings. The only link is Leon.
Also, I mean, it's not the charter. I don't know if the charter necessarily reflects like recent. I mean, it doesn't reflect recent practice, but it seems to imply that if more than two EA members wish to serve on the UA,
presidents?
Yeah.
Okay. Is Beth on the UA, and is she counted against her total right now?
Was Beth the one who didn't express
interest? Beth has not responded.
Okay, but her term is up then?
Okay.
So it seems to me that we either do a secret ballot today or the, I don't know, this would be pushing back to the deadline even more, or we request a written paragraph from each person who's interested in serving on a UA as to why they're interested in serving on it, and then we have a little more information, and then we do a secret ballot, which basically the repeat to meet four people who are interested. And there's two people who unfortunately don't really know. I don't personally know a lot about. So it feels a little weird to say, yes, you can either serve again or no, you can't, when I have nothing to say that goes wrong. And I don't know how the whole rest of, you know, those are our two options, it sounds like.
Maybe we can get at least two for now, Hazel, Bill. Now we can get the information from those other two staff members' email, and then we can either vote between the two or vote between the four. Afterwards, at least have Bill and Hazel come go to the next UA meeting so we have the representation.
I'm for that. I guess I'm thinking about it, and to me it should be all four, it should be up for the three seats, and then it should be a vote against all four. Because what we're saying basically is because we're short of time, we don't know these two, let's just leave mine, and then we'll select between us two. That's not good logic. Seems to me all four people should present themselves in some manner. And I know there's a time constraint, but we should still should do that. And then there should be a vote on the four, the six ballot.
So if we invite all four to go to UA meeting if they want or if they are available, and then we can vote. I mean, is that an open meeting or is it closed? Can they all four go, even if we're not certain about it?
They could attend. It's open to the public, yeah.
Okay, so all four of you can go, and then as soon as possible, we can vote on the four based on those paragraphs of information we can.
Yeah, and then in the meantime, I will double check on Henry. Yeah.
And I would recommend inviting them to our next meeting to speak, and if they can't make it, to send a letter that can be read for them. So somebody will be able to do that, because they should have a fair shot at representing. Especially since if they've served 2 years and they've just given 2 years of service to the university, to just say, hey, we don't know you because we're new,
right.
isn't right. So I agree with you on that, Bill. So can we try to see if we can get a hold of them?
And maybe we could also just have, we could even do it by email, like the sort of questions you'd like to ask them and turn it into an email, please respond to the response to it.
Yeah, so something I would like to. And in the meantime, if you're interested or if you already are on this, continue to go to the meetings.
Is that you
or are you and I
going to sit for an hour?
Okay.
Yeah. Well, normally it's the IOC that appoints.
Yeah.
And
The chair can do it too.
So Brian, you want Brian to contact them?
Or Peter, if you want.
That's what I, that's my question.
We could contact them on my behalf.
Yeah, all right, how about you initiate an email for me and Peter?
Okay.
And the three of us will come up with what we're gonna do.
That's good.
Okay. And then in the meantime, Hazel, Bill, if you're interested, just go to the meeting when it's scheduled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if, let's say you're not out of, you're still welcome to go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you lost, you went to a meeting, so. Anything before you leave? I know,
that's okay. Steve Golding brought together a group of people to talk about staff and how staff can get more involved in the United Way campaign. And there's, it's not so much about dollar contributions, it's about participation and getting the participation of the different units. That's how we can work to do that. So we're kind of developing a little campaign. Pennies a day, dollar a pay.
Oh, that's cute.
Thanks. And so that we're putting this together, and so people can see how just contributing $25 or $26 a year, depending on the pay schedule, can really make a difference in the different programs in the United Way. And so I'll send you a link to the website and kind of what's developed there so far. This is a Jella who works in financial affairs and puts together a little presentation to kind of help promote that idea. So it might mean going to different campuses where we have our division deputies that collect the ballots and the cards for the United Way to sponsor little rallies to get people to participate. So that's about.
Yes, yeah, so I just skipped you. I added you and skipped you. Send us a link. Send us a link. I encourage everyone when you get it to look at it. And if you want to talk next to me, we'll put you right at the top of all this.
Yeah, and hopefully I'll have some more to share at that time. I met this morning and I didn't have a chance to connect with Dennis or with Steve Golding, so I don't know anything about what came out of
it. If she was in taxes, you can have my dollar.
It's for
a great cause. So,
well, and too, they were talking about incentives. So it's kind of like, all right, how much do you spend a year on lotto tickets? How much do you spend a year on raffle tickets? If you spend, you know, $25 to $26, you make it easy for you. It's a dollar a pay, you might get one of these fabulous prizes.
Which we talked about this morning.
See, and this is the part I don't know. This is like yesterday's meeting, not today's. So that's kind of that.
You'd be right on old business for next meeting, and I encourage us, whatever Donna sends us, to look at. So we're informed.
Right. I'll go to the next idea, and then we'll talk about the meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, you guys. I really have to go. Okay.
Bye.
We need a motion to extend the meeting. So moved to extend the meeting.
No, we don't.
Oh, okay. She's just leaving, though.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
We're good to conclude.
What a good way to be on top of that. Because
we'll need it in 10 minutes.
Well, let's move through. RAT and I are going to work on this. Okay? So fill in the A committee.
We already kind of talked about it. I'm going to send an email with a revised committee list with the additions we had at the, you know, the skates and all that stuff. And I will talk about it more as an IOC meeting on schedule. So.
Yeah, please send that list. I think it'll be
retreat escape.
Once we get that committee list, I'll see the strengths, the weaknesses, and then I'll be able to, you know, push support for different committees that need help. Mm-hmm. Anything I'll fill in the EA committee.
But you got a role for Fopprint. We're just coming out with a Fopprint tomorrow. And then we'll be our bi-weekly again, so we'll be out again on August 30th. You can run a notice, you can run an advertisement or something about any committee memberships or vacancies that you're having.
If you can, that's great. If you can get that, our vacancy, that list, that's a perfect opportunity for the communication committee. Even about our two members, I think that we need to decide on best position at a later time. But we definitely know we need to. And it should be interested candidates, whoever, contact us. These are committees because there's no limit on a committee, right? And so it's open.
It's something, because Peter and I were at the last conference meeting as well, so we had just a few ideas from the EA for conference also. So, I mean, you and I can work together. Unfortunately, I'm actually out for a whole week tomorrow, so I'm not sure what your deadline is, but Dennis, you can just remind me of that, and then I'll see what I can pull together, and if I can't, then Peter, I'm sure, you know. Hopefully, Peter and I can get something pulled together.
Okay. Well, we don't have to reinvent the wheel. We've done some things in the past over the past dozen years or so, so I can show you what we've done. We've done ads, sort of eye-catching ads. We've done text. We've done small little blurbs. So there's a variety of things you can probably look at and then say, yeah, let's move in this direction or not.
So if we do that, let's be able to advertise our two open spots. Mm-hmm.
And what were they going to contact us interested off of the assembly?
Well, we've got a new email address on it. Yeah.
This is for applying to committee. Am I?
Right.
I just want to make sure, I think
it's for both committees and for EA.
Yeah, there's a online web form that people can fill out and it sends an email. I think it's either to our office email address or to the committee executive committee now.
As long as it goes somewhere.
And because we have the new listeners as well, I mean, I encourage people just to contact the committee, or just the executive committee too, those that are interested.
We need to check that email.
All it's excellent.
All the Bibles.
Well, it just sounds good.
Can you use the assembly that can allow you to do?
Yeah.
And actually, that's next on the list anyway.
All right.
Let's get to that one. So, Dennis, can you, by any chance, send some of the what
we've
done in the past,
just
both Peter and I, or is it something that you could provide the issue date and we could look at?
It's probably, I could print them out, I think.
Okay.
And probably do it that way.
Okay. That would be great.
Yeah.
Free advertising. Great.
Well, seemingly free, but you don't know the game.
There's no free one.
I am aware that short on the EA is not good, and also then our committees are. I'm going to just keep moving forward, even if that isn't important, but we also, our goals are important too, and what we did at the retreat. EA has new listeners. I think we've talked about that already. Anybody want to add anything?
Yes, everybody. I just
want to
make sure that everyone was aware, and I think that people have been using them, and that EAactassembly.cornell.edu goes to the EA leadership only. And then I didn't know that before because there was a list that was set up that just went to Brian and I, the chair and the vice chair.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why this past week we've been getting a lot of emails coming from me because I didn't realize they were only going to Brian and I.
I'm just going to clarify right now, it's the whole executive committee.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then if there's anything that is to be shared with the whole group, then we'll send it out to the whole group, and that's what we've been doing.
What's that email?
And that email is ea-members@assembly.cornell.edu. Okay. Please note there is no dash out.
Okay. Also, when you get emails on any of these lists, there should be something appended at the bottom that says the name of the list and the email address that you would send messages to. So
also, I just want to point out that the reply to address is going to be the sender. So if you want to reply to the sender, you have to cast their name patients as two people. Otherwise, you're gonna get everyone CC'd over again.
We can change that, by the way. I didn't know what was.
No, I don't mind it there, because sometimes people should be CC'ing everyone so know it's
working. Because it seems to me like in the past, there's a lot of. The culture of the EA members list was that you responded to the whole list.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Yeah. We usually do that, but occasionally, you know, I'll sort of plug a high personal message and
get aware of that.
Okay. Volunteer slot for Presidential Climate Neutrality Committee.
Yeah, that was
Retreat recap. We got 5 minutes, and we're definitely, if I'm the only person here talking about the rest of this, we're going to come talking.
Before we do it, though, you can just say that that's possibly off in your business, because we already talked about it.
Take a while.
That's possibly. We already mentioned that in our IOC report. So the retreat recap will be a fine line.
I thought we were doing the once around.
We can put our old business as possible to reach next time.
And then United Way. The tenant policy has to be addressed. Or otherwise, we're having a breakdown in what we're trying to do here. We have to stay on top of it. I'm not letting that
go. We'll play by ear.
Yeah, that's fine. If you're going to talk about it in IOC, we have to talk about it. So it's going to be under old business.
Okay. Yeah, my understanding, and we should probably share it with, you know, with the whole
story,
that we're going to do a once around, and then it would go to the committee.
Right. What we're going to do at next meeting is talk about the attendance policy, where it stands. Then we're going to talk about a once around, because we looked at changing.
You don't have people here for it anyway. So.
No, yeah. We really need, we're just keeping.
But we only have 10. So, but yeah, that'll be next meeting. It's just going to be a basic what our attendance policy is and what the next steps with it is going to happen. What's going to happen? It's going to be next meeting. Okay.
Then folded up.
The following meeting, you'll have time to discuss and you'll have time to reflect. Doing that, if you can't make that meeting. Retreat recap. I talked briefly about it at the beginning. And the report from the chair.
Can I jump in? Yep. Over on the table, I don't know if anybody picked up, there was one sheet that said notes, members not at the retreat, blah, blah, blah. That actually goes in the front of the other things that were just passed around. Okay, they all kind of go together. So, what I'd like to do is kind of recap, for a lot of you, it is recap for a couple of you, it's new news. Feel free to speak up if you think I don't have something right. Okay, so that first page is the notes to members at the retreat and goals and priority setting schedule. What I kind of put at the top is first and foremost, at the end of the retreat, when we talked it over, or towards the end of the retreat, we felt it was very important that we get the members that were not at the retreat involved in the process and that they have an opportunity to give full participation. And there were 5 members that were missing. So what we've done is kind of set the following guidelines. To ensure the opportunity for full participation, the findings of the members at the retreat will only be considered suggestions until the other members have an opportunity to do 2 things. 1, review the suggested goals for 07-08 and ask questions and provide feedback. And 2, adding additional goals that you feel are relevant. And once that's done, then we'll talk about the priorities, which we put on hold at the retreat. But we'll get back to those hopefully quickly. Now, the other thing that came up, Brian and Hazel, we were the only 2 not there at that time, is that we did say it's important to get the other members involved, but we want to make sure to wrap this up quickly because these are the goals for the year and we need to be moving on them. So we were trying to set a goal of by the next meeting, have everybody have a chance to review the goals, give your feedback. I'll put it back together if there's any additional and send it back out. And then everybody does a rating, gets it back to me 1 more time, and then I'll just do a summarization of that for the meeting on September 5th. And then we can go over it and see whether we can approve it at that point or not. So I took a little liberty of taking that kind of general format and said, okay, what are the steps we have to do that? And that's kind of the second item on the page. I'm not going to go through it all in detail right now. We might come back to it if you guys want to go through it in detail, or if anybody specifically wants to. But what I try to do is look at the steps. So this is what I think needs to happen. If we're going to hit 9-5, these are kind of time frames I need to get information back to be able to turn it back around to you. Okay, so if we want to come back in a minute, we can. But going back to the other pages real quick, the top page there says priority setting methodology. This was discussed in the meeting. This is how we said at the meeting that we would go ahead and try and set priorities. Highest priority being an A, medium priority being a B, and low priority being a C. It's important to note that what we're asking for is people to look at it. It's a rough estimate. We're not asking anybody to go in and do a detailed cost benefit on each of these goals and try to figure out, you know, exactly where they fit. We think through good logic and a number of people looking at it, if we do rough estimates and you prioritize them, then we should come up with a good set of goals. Okay. All the AA member rankings and priorities will have equal weight.
Our sheet.
Oh, yes. Did you get the pass around? I'm sorry.
Thank you.
So I'm reading off the one that says priority setting methodology. And once all those rankings come back, I can put them together, average them, and then just give a summary of, you know, this is how they all fell out. So everybody gets an equal shot at it and everybody gets an equal weight on it. I think that's the fair, you know, fair approach to it. Okay. On the back of that page, you will see establishing goal methodology. It's just a recap of what we did at the retreat. So I'm not going to go through that. Anybody reads it, if you have questions, I'll be glad to answer them. But what I'd really like to do is get back to the suggested goals. And what I've put together is a spreadsheet that shows all the suggested goals we came up with in the retreat. You'll see some things, unfortunately, we used my copy to make the copy, and I hit some edits on there, so don't worry about those. they're kind of meaningless as far as you're concerned. I was just looking at some things. What we did in the retreat is we tried to separate the goals into what we call major categories. So, for example, we have a reach / scope. And then took all the ideas we had, which I'm just calling projects for now, and anything that fit to that, and we decided this is a group there at the retreat, we put them into that. And we thought it would be an easier way to be able to try and manage them. And then if we could identify a committee, and this is where I may have a couple errors, if I do, anybody let me know anytime, I'll just correct them. But for reach and scope, we said the committee is the COMCOM committee, would be the main person. Now, one of our goals is to come up with a tracking mechanism. So this is just a proposal. Like, since I was putting this much together, I said, well, I might as well just go the rest of the way with it. And I'm kind of proposing this as a tracking mechanism where we keep track of all this.
Yes. Can I get a motion to extend the meeting 10 minutes?
I'll second that.
Motion. All right.
Okay. And I am running this kind of fast just because I know time constraints are here. But anyway, so what we have here is suggested goals that everybody needs to take a look at, and they need to get feedback on if you, one, need any clarification, or two, you have some additions you want to add on. I'll get those in, put them back out, let everybody go through it one more time to set priority, get those back, I'll put it together and put it out one more time before we have a 95 meeting. That's about what it amounts to. So suggested goals are one part of this, and the sheet itself, if anybody has recommendations to that, certainly feel free. This is just a proposal for tracking.
Question?
Yes.
So let's say this was approved, there were no changes, and we had to describe our goals. Mm-hmm. They would be reach scope, annual continuous goals, EE benefit initiatives. Is that
employee benefit?
Okay,
benefit.
And then there's all this stuff.
Those are the major. Yes, that's okay. The way I would look at it.
Gotcha.
So what you want when you do the ranking, and I'll try to make that clear when I put it out. You're ranking each one of those sub projects. In fact. Let me ask, I'm going to have to ask this for clarification, and I hope you guys can remember. Was it, did we rank each of the projects within their goal, as A, B, and C, or are we ranking them across the whole board?
Yeah, these are just
across the whole board? Okay.
And you want us to rank what we feel?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So if I think that the college Olympics is the top priority of the EA for this year, I put a 1 in.
An A.
An A.
You put a 1, I'll understand it. I'll work for that.
Okay. We have I'm flexible.
Is it just ABC or is it ABCDEF?
No, we said ABC. And what will happen, and I don't know if we want to force some kind of a curve or something, but what will happen is all the A's obviously go to the top, B's second, C's third. If we come back with 38 guys, quite honestly, we got a problem because we know we can't handle it. So it's going to have some kind of distribution to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're going to email this, right? Cause
yeah, I'll email
it. Hazel's the only one, right? She's now wasn't at the retreat, so we're missing a few people who definitely need to hear that.
Yes.
You can email us, Blair, with those instructions so we don't miss out to the people.
I'm thinking these are a lot of initiatives. In my little mind, I could deal with looking at ComCom and picking so many A's, B's, and C's. But did I understand you saying that I've got to rank the whole list?
That's what we were just saying. Yes.
Well,
but each committee is going to have goals. And then we could say you can only have so many A's, so many B's, so many C's. So you don't end
for
up
the whole, I mean, I guess what I would say is, you know, you always have to take into consideration what you're comfortable ranking to. So if you're comfortable ranking the ComCom but not as comfortable ranking, you know, the whole thing, then do that.
Well, I would do the whole thing, but I'm saying I would look at ComCom and say, okay, now what should be their primary goal?
Mm-hmm.
And then I would look at EA, well, what should their primary goal be? And then I would go down.
I think if you pretend that committee isn't there, that field is not there, and look at all the projects.
Okay.
Which one's
just
the
putting out a different way of doing it.
Right?
Okay.
Because I think you guys just went a step ahead and started assigning them to where they would go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the EA could have a number one goal for the entire decade. It still could get assigned to a committee, but it could be an overall EA goal. So I would just get rid of that committee column.
I could take that out for the ranking. I mean, we want it back in later when we're doing tracking, but I could take that out for now.
Because otherwise,
I could take a lot of this stuff out for now just for the ranking, and then we could add all this back in later.
Yeah.
You really don't need all those extra columns.
just pretend it's not there. I think you did an excellent job with this. I can see your project management skills in play. I can't even got our progress.
I'm
going
to take you.
Would you be 100% raise?
Does everybody understand what I want to do when we establish our goals? This is what I want to use as I'm beginning second grade English, history, math. And at the end of the year, when I report to the trustees, I want to reflect back on these goals and measure our performance. We met our goal of reach because we did create this, we did this, we did this. We received 2,822 employee emails through our new email address. We blah, blah, blah. We pinpointed, we expanded. That's how we're going to measure performance. This is going to be our report card. That's how I view it. Maybe you differ.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we need to establish these together. So this is a great job to all of you for this.
I do have one question myself, even though I was going to put it together. And that's why on that one page you see the word scope.
Yes.
I don't know in my own mind some of these what the scope is, so it's hard to judge how much work's going to have to go into it. Again, I don't want to get down to details. Well, it's going to take us 236 hours to do this project, but I got to have at least some idea. An example I'm going to give on those ones that I highlighted, affordable housing for low income. I don't know what that means to EA. What are we going to do with that? Does that mean we're just going to hold a forum and have people come in so they can learn about it? Are we going to try and write up some kind of resolution proposal that we're going to submit about it? Or, you know?
I think we're going to discuss at committee level, which our committee has assigned that board. We can bring
so we don't really have a definition of what we're beyond this is what we're trying to do with these?
I think some of it's going to be work in progress, and then on a committee level or from the whole group level, we can start saying this can get done by their state. This is our own individual, our goal. So a unit or
Like tuition reimbursement initiative is important, and I'm a strong supporter of that being a student, but it's not going to be an A in my book because creating a mechanism to communicate with our constituents is going to be an overall A for the employee assembly. So even though this is important in this area. So overall, if we can only pick a few of these that we could do, what's going to benefit the EA, the college itself better? And that's how you can look at it. But it's individual prioritizing. I can't do that for you.
No, I'm not concerned about that. I can prioritize it. I just don't know if I know them well enough by a short description here of what it really means. The whole thing. So we're going to just take a best shot at it.
This is great. This is I like it.
Good. Awesome.
Okay. Any other questions on this? We are also available to answer questions as needed in our 10 minutes. Anybody have anything to add? Yes, Dennis.
I have a couple things real quick. I wanted to let the group know that I talked with Catherine Holmes, who's an assistant or associate dean of students for student activities, and she's very interested in having the employee assembly be part of Picnic on the Quad, which will happen a week from tomorrow. And I don't have the exact time, but I forgot I emailed to you. She's not interested so much in the employee assembly serving, because I believe Cornell Dining will have its own staff people serving, but what she's really in need of are people who could act as hosts and hostesses. This will be a picnic where faculty, staff, and students will all be gathering on the quad, and it needs some people who can go around, introduce themselves, talk a little bit to the attendees. Some of them will be first-time freshmen. Others will be students who have been around for a while. Some people won't really know other people there. If a staff person comes by him or herself, he or she may not know anybody else. So they need some folks to do that. I asked Catherine if it was okay to get the employee assembly members either wore pins or t-shirts or in some way signify that they were part of the employee assembly, because that would be terrific.
We've got a week.
In a week, right. It's a week and a day.
Yeah. And this isn't new. We have mentioned that this should
come up quick. So think about that. It costs $8. If they don't have complimentary, they don't have comp tickets to give out. But what she said is that the employee assembly could send a note to them and as a department, order tickets for all the people in the employee assembly who are going to be there. So she doesn't necessarily have to have an exact number, but it would be good to know if there are some people who would be interested. And if you want me to send this out on the EA's list, sort of duplicating all this, I'd be happy to do that.
Yeah. I think we need to give everybody the opportunity, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people who get missing here, so.
Sure. So this is what we talked about before when I brought it up earlier this summer. This goes from a EA commitment to an individual commitment, and I think in this short time frame, it's an individual commitment, but representing EA. So if you can now, you can let Dennis know, or Dennis get some emails. I might be able to. It's right when I work on the quad, but it may be the busiest time of the year for me. But I could swing by at lunchtime and help, for a couple hours.
It is like 11 to 2 or something like that.
It's just like from 11 to 1:30 or 11 to 2. So the other thing I would want to just to mention, as you talk about recruitment and trying to attract new people to committeeships and to the employee assembly itself, think in terms of staff celebration week, which also is coming up soon. It'll be the first week in October. It might be a great opportunity for you to host anything. I don't know what it would, but something that would be fun for people to come to. Maybe you could have the first 25 people who respond have ice cream with you, or have something with you where you can get to know some folks and they can get to know you. So maybe a mixer of some sort where you are allowing people to come without a whole lot of strings attached, without having to come to a meeting, but just getting a chance to meet you and getting to know. So I would use Staff Celebration Week as a focus for doing some recruitment for your community.
I really thought that was something that the EA wasn't actively involved in before I joined. I just assumed, hey, I'm so good, I was here last year. That's when they had the football game and everything.
The Employee Assembly does sponsor the President's Address and also sponsors the Emergency Grant Fund auction and also is a co-sponsor of Employee Day.
We're volunteers as well.
Yeah, volunteer.
Let's throw that on as old business for next meeting, the staff celebration. And if we can get a contact person for that,
mm-hmm.
we can see what maybe they have some suggestions for us too. Yeah, both of these are great. Someone's already hosting them. We're just going to be robbing their hard work to tell you guys what we do. We have to describe ourselves. I'm opportunistic now. I'm like, oh, this guy. Anything else that anybody wants to add?
How do we know when committees are meeting?
Email.
There's supposed to be an email that comes out.
It goes to everybody?
To everybody?
All of us.
Nisha.
Well, we also have the member list, so the members of the committee will know when there's a meeting.
But I'm saying if somebody else wants to go to that committee meeting.
Maybe it would be good to send an email out to the listening that if anybody is convening a committee, to make sure they announce it on the members list.
I'd like to hear if IOC is going to meet, you know, I might be able to.
I'll email out about that.
Is there an event calendar on the website?
There is. Well, no, there's the Oracle calendar for employee assembly, which I've encouraged everybody to use before. All of your meetings, executive and EA meetings are on there. If you have committee meetings, I encourage you to put them on there so our office knows that you guys are doing them. The committees.
I miss it.
No. But that's not really, because that's more like for
all assemblies.
But you all can access it. All the employee assembly has access to it.
Why couldn't we just copy the EA members?
Oh, you can do that too.
Copy that each time a note goes out to all committee members. Then all the EA members just automatically copy it.
That's fine. Yeah, I mean, I haven't done it, well, sometimes the meeting. What we did is Peter has sent out several emails trying to get people to join committees, and then once people responded to him, I took that list, and then I made communicated the people on the list, thinking that if somebody else is interested, they contact either me or Peter, and then I get them on the list. I have a concern that we'd be flooded with emails coming in, and that you stop reading them.
Yeah, I'm going to send emails to the current membership list. Anyone who wants to join a committee can do so. You know, it makes sense only send those emails to people who are members on a committee.
Anything else?
Motion to
adjourn.
Second.
Okay. We got to think of ways, and this is the first one of the year.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.